curious to find out more.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. Charities are urging the government to end the two-child benefits cap after it announced an expansion of free school lunches. More than one in four pupils in England will be eligible for the meals from September next year. But the maths teacher and numeracy ambassador, Bobby Seagull, thinks scrapping the limit on benefits for families with more than two children would be a better way of helping lift children out of poverty.
Politically, I'm thinking that the government thinks this might be a cheaper way for them to sort of look as if they're tackling child poverty. This is tackling child poverty, but I think the two-child benefit cap might be more expensive, but maybe a better way.
The government's previously hinted it could drop the cap in the autumn budget. NATO's Secretary General says members are being asked to meet a much higher spending target to protect against future threats. Defence ministers are meeting in Brussels today to discuss funding for their military. The White House is pushing for NATO allies to boost investment in defence to 5% of their GDP. Israel claims the bodies of two hostages have been recovered in Gaza. A couple who were in their 70s were captured by Hamas in October 2023. Hamas is still holding 56 hostages, around a third of whom are believed to be alive. Women who are pregnant or trying for a baby are being told not to use jabs like Ozempic or Mounjaro. The medicine's regulator is warning it could cause harm. It also says weight loss injections may reduce the effectiveness of the contraceptive pill. GP Ellie Cannon has told us it's right to be cautious.
We're always incredibly careful about medications in pregnancy and medications in women breastfeeding, because generally speaking, drug trials are not done on those women.
The Queen is going to star as a character in a new crime novel about a killer in Buckingham Palace. It's written by one of Camilla's favourite authors, Peter James, and depicts her on a royal train which derails. And the weather, windy with heavy rain spreading eastwards across the UK today. That'll be followed this afternoon by blustery showers and a bit of sunshine with a high of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon, and I'm Ala Jones. Welcome to Thursday morning on Classic FM. It's just like a Wednesday, but a day later.
Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
Finola Hunt and the RTE Concert Orchestra with Piazzolla's Libba Tango. And before it was O Fortuna from Karloff's Kamina Burana, the London Symphony Orchestra, London Symphony Chorus. The mighty Richard Hickox directing that one. Love it. And welcome to Classic FM with me, Ala Jones, at the controls till one. Hope I find you on top form. Not working too hard anyway. Getting away with it, eh? I'll shortly have another track from my album of the week, which showcases the brilliance of Andreas Ottensamer. And if you need some inspiration this Thursday morning, then look no further than Pavarotti singing Nessun Dorma. Nobody does it better. And this piece by Strauss, well, should help if you're flying around. The overture from Strauss's Die Fledermaus at 19 minutes past 11. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Nicholas Arnenkor. It's a great piece of music, isn't it? Time for another track from my Classic FM album of the week, which is full of great pieces of music. It's called Romanza, and it's from the clarinetist Andreas Ottensamer and his pianist Jose Gallardo. Together, the duo perform works by Brahms, Debussy, there's Gershwin on there, Rachmaninoff. Some are written expressly for clarinet and piano, others are transcriptions, and loads of them actually realised by Ottensamer himself. Rather special. Let's hear them both perform Debussy, and this is The Girl with the Flaxen Hair.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
Come on, loved that so much. Pavarotti, the London Philharmonic Orchestra, with Puccini's Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. Absolutely brilliant. Before it, Andreas Ottensamer, Jose Gallardo, with The Girl with the Flaxen Hair, Debussy's Prelude Book 1. That's from my album of the week. I'll have another track from it tomorrow morning. Last track from it tomorrow morning. This is Classic FM. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Marina Duenas, centre stage with the German Symphony Orchestra. We heard Sanson's introduction and a Rondo Capriccioso. And it is 25 minutes to 12. Dave is cleaning his bike and had Nessendorma blasting out in his garage. I even went for the big bit at the end, he says. Hey, Dave, we all go for the big bit at the end, but none of us get it like Big Pav, that's for sure. Still to come, we'll hear a gorgeous piece by my mate Howard Goodall called Shackleton's Cross, with Howard himself actually performing it. It makes it so special. So atmospheric. And I've got the Barcarolle from Offenbach's opera, The Tales of Hoffmann, too. And if you're currently heading book...
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Interest rates, benefits, trade deals, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, the perfect addition to the first cuppa of the day, your morning stretches, or hitting the books.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Renu Capuçon there with the Brussels Philharmonic Orchestra and a wonderful tune, Henry Mancini's Moon River. And I hope you're having a fabulous Thursday wherever you're listening. It's Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
Such a beautiful piece, isn't it? It's by Howard Goodall. It's called Shackleton's Cross, and it was Howard himself performing, which for me just makes it extra special. It's beautiful. Before it, Waltz 2 from Shostakovich's Jazz Suite No. 2, Ricardo Schei and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. And good morning from me, Alec Jones. You're with Classic FM, almost 10 to 12, almost lunchtime. Morning to Miriam, decorating her daughter's 9th birthday cake, a trampoline cake, no less. Later on, they're off to see Matilda, the musical. What a fab birthday plan. The musical is brilliant. You'll love it. So will your daughter. Kate is enjoying the show on a soggy Thursday morning, she says. Was going to spend the morning in the piano, but Classic FM is too good. She then messaged again to say, I meant on the piano. In might be a tight squeeze. Kate, I knew what you meant, and I'm glad of your company. This is for you, in or on the piano.
This is Classic FM. Thank you.
Elgar's Serenade for Strings, the Philharmonia Orchestra under Andrew Davis. We heard the first movement. Right, time to catch up with the latest Classic FM news and weather. Then we'll get the next hour started with Mozart and the overture to his opera, The Marriage of Figaro. And as a little treat, Rolando Villazon will be along to sing Verdi's La Donna Immobile. Two reasons to stay listening to Classic FM. Don't go anywhere.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
Mark's best friend, Ben, follows him around. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, the US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth claims there's nearly consensus among NATO members to spend 5% of their GDP on defence. Ministers are meeting in Brussels today. Donald Trump's administration has stepped up pressure on European allies to raise their military spending well above the current 2%. Mr. Hegseth says many countries are in agreement.
Few countries that are not quite there yet. I won't name any names. It's amongst friends in that room. We'll get them there. But from France to Germany, to the Baltics, to the Nordic countries, to Poland, to Greece, to Hungary, to so many more, the commitment is there.
A Around one in four pupils in England will be eligible for free school meals when the government extends the scheme to another 500,000 children next year. Charities have welcomed the plans, which ministers claim will lift 100,000 children out of poverty. Daniel Kebbedee from the National Education Union believes the previous rules have been too tough.
If you were a family that earned over £7,500 a year, you would have been ineligible. So expanding onto every child in a family in receipt of universal credit is a welcome first step, but we would still like to see universal rollout.
Charities are urging the government to go further by ending the two-child benefit cap. The human rights group Amnesty has called Donald Trump's new 12-country